Hello, and welcome to my dead man switch. I'm just kidding, kind of. Things have gotten a little bit hot over the past few weeks, and it's come to my attention that there are some really bad people out there who really don't like me. And it would be a shame if something happened to me before I could tell my story about how I stumbled onto a very real satanic pedophile cult known as 764. But first, if you haven't already watched my Where is Jade Parker video, that's a really good place to start. In fact, you need to start there. I made that video back in January as I was wrapping up my investigation into the accelerationist forces that I believed may be provoking mass shootings in specific online communities. To give you a super short TLDR of the Where is Jade video, it explains how I was researching the true cause behind mass shootings when I stumbled upon a major rabbit hole, leading me to a number of online extremist communities that had been infiltrated by a rising terror threat known as accelerationism. And before you start typing angry comments at me, no, we aren't talking about the e-acceleration tech bro stuff. The type of acceleration we're talking about here is a form of violent extremism that works to pit the people of America and their respective political ideologies against each other in an attempt to spread chaos and accelerate societal collapse. Of course, this tactic of division, which is reminiscent of the Operation Gladio era strategy of tension, is already widely used by far greater threats than fringe accelerationist domestic terror cells. But these domestic terror cells have been growing bigger and stronger and getting better at what they do. So, in my opinion, they're worth more than just a fleeting mention in an occasional news story. Jade Parker was a counterterrorism researcher who formerly worked in military intelligence. After doing a lot of research and blowing the whistle on the emerging accelerationist terror threat and trying desperately to get her higher-ups to pay attention to it, she was smeared and ousted from her field by gatekeeping colleagues. She took to Twitter to air her grievances, and she shared a document she called her dead man switch, and she claimed to have used her research to determine the identity of the person who planted the bomb on Capitol Hill on January 5th, the day before the January 6th Capitol riot. Then shortly after that, Jade went dark. Short side note to let y'all know that Jade Parker is alive. I won't go into too many details, but just so you know, she is alive, she's in hiding, and she has a really good reason for wanting to stay that way. One of the accelerationist groups that Jade worked to expose is an obscure satanic neo-Nazi cult called the Order of Nine Angles. And in this video, I'm going to break down that cult's relationship to the satanic pedophilia network 764. Back in January of 2024, the world had become aware of Kyle Spitz after a viral video began circulating on the platform formerly known as Twitter, which I still call Twitter out of sheer stubbornness. In the video, Kyle lay on his bed, a laptop in his lap, when an unkempt middle-aged man lunged into the open doorway.
Blow my brains out.
No! Stop it!
Stop it! Sue me, I guarantee you, you'll go to jail for life.
I'm tired of shit!
You're gonna blow my mom?
You're
gonna blow my mom's brains out? Point that gun at me again.
No! You just fucking hit me? Did he hit you? Oh my God! You're going...
It was a simple 54-second video, offered by many large accounts on Twitter with no context. Salty Cracker, a large YouTube channel, featured a breakdown of the video which was aptly titled, Family That Looks Like a Bunch of Meth Addicts Shoot Each Other.
Everybody in... Holy shit!
The sudden virality of this short, out-of-context video made sense. It was the perfect length. There was a lot going on. Kyle's provocation of a deranged gunman leading him to get grazed in the ear by a bullet. The mother with her pants down at her ankles. The all-too-perfect freeze frame of the bullet leaving the barrel, and the blood drops on the floor. But most importantly, the group of influencers who shared it on Twitter and their followers had no shortage of funny comments and memes to make about the situation. Law and Crime Sidebar host Jesse Weber was quick to secure an interview with Kyle Spitz, where he revealed that the shooter was his stepdad, 68-year-old Jeffrey Scott West. After the video ended, the Blount County SWAT team was deployed and a standoff ensued, ultimately ending when West committed suicide inside the house.
That is a video from my guest.
Joined right,
you can find
now.
Her on X at BX_on_X. BX on Rumble, BX streams on Twitch. Stay with us. We'll be right back to break down the satanic pedophiles. Yeah.